Friday, December 18, 8:52 a.m. Okay, I didn't get up all that early. I guess I got up pretty early. I got up around 3 o'clock or so, after 3, about 3:20. So I guess that's pretty early. didn't paint on anything today. Let's see, let me recap yesterday. So yesterday, or actually started on Wednesday evening, I got a call from my doctor's office, the one that usually gives me a shot in my eye. And I had missed the appointment on the 2nd, which was a Tuesday. And because I had it scheduled, I thought it was scheduled for the following Monday, the 8th. So I was really way off. I missed that appointment, and they called and rescheduled me. But they didn't call and reschedule me. They called to let me know and tried to reschedule me. So, but they ended up rescheduling me, but not calling me. And I checked. I found that out by going online and seeing that they had made an appointment. But anyway, so Wednesday evening, I get a call from the doctor herself, and she calls me into the next day. And I had my I had an appointment with my sister, and I didn't really want to pass it up because I wanted to get this eye checked to make sure that everything was going okay with it. So I had an appointment with my sister, but she, fortunately, she also had an appointment that she couldn't really be with me too long. I was I made an appointment with my sister to try to help her with her light fixture that we were trying to get down, and or apart at least. But we're gonna have to take it down now, so I'm gonna do that on Tuesday. It's coming Tuesday. Anyway, so yesterday I went to my sister's. We couldn't get it done, and then I went to the doctor's, and they took the little picture inside my eye, on both my eyes, and she saw that that I really wasn't in need of a shot. So this is the first time I've gone there. They've taken a look at it and noticed that I don't need a shot, that everything looks really good. And she says it looks like it stabilized pretty good. So she put me out another 8 weeks, so I'll show up in February sometime. And they'll go from there and get, take another picture, I guess, and see if, you know, if I need a shot or not. I probably could let them know that I'll need one, because my eye vision starts to go real bad when the retina starts to get inflamed, or inflammation. I guess it's inflammation. I don't know. But so I'm thinking maybe this vegetarian diet might have something to do with it. Because that's the only thing that's really changed, is that I have a vegetarian diet. And so we'll see. We'll see what it looks like next time. And let's see what else is going on here. Oh, yeah, in the news. So you can't make this stuff up. So Hunter Biden apparently is being investigated by the authorities, and so everybody's calling is outraged about that, and yeah, but we already those of us who could actually look at this and make up our own minds for ourselves couldn't really tell you that yeah that's how Joe Biden got so multi-millionaire rich, is that he got kickbacks and siphoned money and all that sort of stuff. And his son showed us how they did it. And he said, well, you know, he showed us his tax returns. Yeah, well, okay. You can launder money. Money gets laundered all the time. You know, you could just set up a shell corporation, and that money that they get kickbacks on goes straight into that shell corporation. So, that's, you know, that's really no proof of anything, because, you know, criminal enterprises get away with millions and millions of dollars too, just by doing that. But for all of you people that that are calling for Hunter Biden's head, and also for justice and what have you, and exposing the new president-elect Joe Biden, don't worry, that ain't gonna happen. Don't even trouble your mind about it, because the fix is already in. Hunter Biden's father is the president. Even if it gets to a point where they investigate it and prove him guilty of something, of money laundering or whatever, tax evasion, he'll still get a pardon by his father. Even though, you know, people say that's not going to happen. Trust me, that'll happen. Okay, if it even gets that far, because and I heard this line before that it's the Department of Just Us, not justice. Just us, the ruling class. So the ruling class in this country gets away with a lot of things, probably murder too, and the rest of us have to obey. So that's where we stand in this country. If you don't believe it, fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, you can go ahead and live in your little fairy tale land as much as you want. If you only believe that because your person's in power, then you know you're sad. It's sad that you would overlook real justice because the person that you want to be president is president. Okay. Anyway, so that's where the country stands at this point, in my view, and it ain't going to change, not for a long time, not unless we do something about it, not unless we vote these people out and the people that get voted in actually do something and don't get rich in the process. Okay? 1 p.m., that's it for today.